Today on the podcast, I'm continuing our series on end-of-the-year topics, and this week I'm talking about creating a final assessment for your choir. In my previous position, all teachers at my school were required to come up with a written semester final. So I decided that if I was going to give a written final, I wanted to create something that was going to be an effective assessment of what students know and can do. In the end, I came up with something that not only did that, but also gave me a head start on choosing repertoire for the next year. In today's episode of the podcast, I will share with you my process so that you can do the same thing. Let's get into it. Here we go. And hello, my friends, and welcome to the Choir Director Corner podcast. My name is Matt Walker. I am your host. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining me for today's episode. So a special Monday episode of the podcast, and you'll have another one later on this week, still discussing our end of the year topics. And then next Monday on the 17th, make sure you put it on your calendar, you'll have another special Monday episode where I am announcing a resource that you are going to want to hear about. Maybe you need help finding choir warm-ups, or you need help with selecting repertoire, or maybe it's rehearsal planning and rehearsal strategies, or maybe you're looking for help teaching music literacy, or assessments, or recruiting for your program. All of these things are going to be covered and more in this resource that I will be announcing on Monday the 17th. So make sure you are tuning in to the podcast for more information. So as I mentioned in the intro, early on in my teaching career, the school where I taught decided to require all teachers at my school to come up with a written semester final. We had 3 days at the end of the semester for finals, and our admin wanted to create some consistency for the last few days, if anything else, so that students didn't just blow off those 3 days of class. Many of the teachers were annoyed with this change, but I really didn't mind it. At the time, our music department was using our spring concerts as the semester final, but I was never really crazy about that idea. To me, your final should be the ultimate individual assessment of what a student knows and what they can do. I understand using a concert as an assessment, but how much individual assessment can you do in an ensemble environment? Well, some for sure, depending on your learning objectives, but is it the best choice for a semester final? Well, I always thought it would be good to create something that was a little bit more comprehensive, and this instance gave me the perfect opportunity. When listening to choral music, I want my singers to be able to listen to a choir and break down the performance. Was it a quality performance? Why or why not? Can they accurately analyze and discuss the performance based on topics we've discussed in rehearsal while accurately using music vocabulary? Can they take the piece and break it down? You know, can they talk about the style, the form? What challenges might the piece pose from the singer perspective? There are lots of different questions that you can ask, but really I'm asking them to take everything they've experienced, everything they've learned, and use it to think about and discuss choral music in a more in-depth, profound way. So I decided to create a listening activity for my singers as their final. I would play as many examples of excellence in choral music as time would allow. In our finals period, it was usually anywhere from 6 to 8 examples, and have my students write a paragraph about each one. Many of the responses were great, very insightful, and I was glad to see that my students were indeed absorbing many of the things we would talk about throughout the year. Yes, it was a lot to grade, but I had extra time due to the setup of our semester finals, so I was able to work through the exams fairly quickly. And that's when a secondary benefit of this activity came into play, totally by accident. On our very last day, we called it our review day because our periods were only like 15 minutes long, so just long enough to collect music folders, that sort of stuff. One of the students asked, "I really liked this particular piece. Could we sing it next year?" Now, thankfully, at the end of the exam, I had remembered to ask, "Which of these pieces did you like the best and why?" And so I said to the student, "I'm going to go through that last question on all of your responses, and I will use those responses when I select music for the next year." The student smiled in response. That was good enough for them. And suddenly, the suggestions were flying. It was a short period, so the students had to move on to their next class, but they definitely had enough time and opportunity to voice their opinions. As I went back to go through the responses again, I realized that I had a treasure trove in front of me. I had always contemplated giving my students some input on the repertoire we would sing, but there was no way I was going to select something by taking a vote. That is a recipe for disaster if you aren't careful. But by asking that question at the end of the exam, which piece was their favorite, I was giving them the opportunity to help guide the selection of repertoire. And sure enough, there were two or three pieces on that final that we ended up singing the following year. And the next spring, when we did this activity again, some of my underclassmen remembered, and they started telling others around them, "Hey, you should tell him this piece was your favorite, and that way, maybe we'll sing it next year." Well, doing this activity led to a couple of things. Number one, my singers actually really enjoyed the activity, even though it was a semester final. I mean, how much do students like taking finals? Not very much. But this one, they really enjoyed doing. Not only did they get to listen to great music, they got to have some input on what music we sang the following year. And they thought that was pretty cool. Number two, for me, it took some of the guessing game out of the equation. When we pick repertoire, we try to pick things that our singers will enjoy, but sometimes it's a bit of a guessing game. Well, they like this one piece, and this one has some similarities to it, so they should like this one. And then you play a recording of the piece, and it's a big dud. By doing listening activities like this, you can reduce the amount of guessing you are doing when selecting repertoire because you are getting direct feedback from your singers. It can make the process of selecting repertoire a lot simpler and save you a lot of time searching for just the right piece because your singers have already told you. So if you're searching for an activity to do at the end of the year, take some of the pieces that you are thinking about programming the next year, find some recordings to play for them, and then use their feedback to help select some repertoire for next fall. Not only will this serve as a great assessment for your ensemble, it will also empower your singers and save you time. Easy squeezy, lemon peasy. Well, I hope today's episode has given you the blueprint to creating your own choir final while at the same time selecting some repertoire for next fall. If you find selecting repertoire that is appropriate and that your singers will love a challenge, I'm going to be announcing next Monday a new resource that will help you do just that. I'll be talking about this resource over in the Facebook group, which you can find at choirdirectorcornergroup.com. Again, that's choirdirectorcornergroup.com. Make sure you answer the three short entry questions, and you are in. Well, that's it for today's episode, my friends. Keep doing your thing, keep being awesome, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for listening to the Choir Director Corner podcast. Don't forget to check us out over on Facebook at www.choirdirectorcornergroup.com.